I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While Christians have been praying for more freedom in North Africa, that's not the case in Algeria. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says seven churches in the predominantly Muslim nation
face closure after the governor of the Kabila province sent them a written notice that they were operating illegally.
The statement refers to the religious law ordinance passed in March of 2006 restricting non-Muslim worship. Despite the threats, church leaders say church services will be held. Mueller says that's not surprising.
There's a boldness, there's a courage there. There's an understanding that, as other persecuted Christians in other times have said, that persecution is part of the normal Christian life.
We turn next to Greece, where thousands of protesters are defying government cutbacks. Greece is risking default on a debt that it can't pay back, and the World Bank is looking at another 100 million euro bailout. AMG International's Paul Jenks says their hospital in Thessalonica is fighting for its life now.
We're not being paid for the services that we're doing by the Greek government, and we just really need God to intervene in this.
AMG is being forced to get bridge loans to keep the doors open. Why?
We at AMG, first and foremost, are a mission agency, and the hospital was firmly established to give hope and the good news of Jesus Christ. That will not be compromised.
And this was just newly released from Gospel for Asia. Four missionaries were arrested in a creative access country in South Asia after crossing the border to share the love of Christ. They were handing out tracts in a village when police arrested them, forcing them into the back of a police vehicle. However, at the station, they were treated kindly by the questioning police and later released at the border unharmed, praising God for the protection. For the whole story, you can go to our website. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.